Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not our own strength, but the strength that can only come from trusting God and allowing Him to heal and direct our decisions and plans. We know that hitting the bottom is painful, especially when we've spent a lifetime covering up our problems to give the appearance of being successful and serene, especially in a church setting. We also know that it usually takes a painful crisis to realize that we need God's help and become willing to surrender to His loving touch. But once we do surrender, God is free to step in and do what we could never do on our own. No, you're not alone. We've been there and are on this journey with you. Welcome to Recover in Christ.
Chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Thanks for listening to Recover in Christ. We hope you've enjoyed our show. And we'll even now ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life and make all things brand new. If you would like to be a guest on our program or give your personal testimony, or if you'd like to donate to help support this ministry, please call us at 206-600-4925. That's 206-600-4925. Also, visit our website, recoverinchrist.com. Thanks again for listening. And do this today. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Turn from those things that have hurt you and others and turn to the one that has the answer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you too will be like us. You too can recover in Christ. Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not our own strength, but the strength that can only come from trusting God and allowing Him to heal and direct our decisions and plans. We know that hitting the bottom is painful, especially when we've spent a lifetime covering up our problems to give the appearance of being successful and serene, especially in a church setting. We also know that it usually takes a painful crisis to realize that we need God's help and become willing to surrender to His loving touch. But once we do surrender, God is free to step in and do what we could never do on our own. No, you're not alone. We've been there and are on this journey with you. Welcome to Recover in Christ.
Chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Thanks for listening to Recover in Christ. We hope you've enjoyed our show. And will even now ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life and make all things brand new. If you would like to be a guest on our program or give your personal testimony, or if you'd like to donate to help support this ministry, please call us at 206-600-4925. That's 206-600-4925. Also, visit our website, recoverinchrist.com. Thanks again for listening, and do this today. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Turn from those things that have hurt you and others and turn to the one that has the answer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you too will be like us. You too can recover in Christ.